Endurance athletes, here is a direct breakdown of one of the most common training problems you will face: muscle cramping. Roughly two-thirds of endurance athletes experience cramps during or after training, but the article argues that dehydration and mineral deficiency are not the main causes. The central claim is that neuromuscular fatigue, muscle overuse, and insufficient strength are the primary drivers of running cramps. That reframes cramping as a training and mechanical issue, not simply a hydration problem. Exercise-associated muscle cramps are involuntary, painful contractions that can interrupt a run suddenly. Side stitches, or exercise-related transient abdominal pain, affect about 70% of runners each year. Leg cramps most often involve the calves and hamstrings, while stomach cramps may result from poor meal timing. The proposed mechanism is a failure in neuromuscular signaling. During fatigue, the body's contract signals from muscle spindles and relax signals from Golgi tendon organs become imbalanced, producing a spasming tug-of-war. This is why cramps are more likely late in a long run or when training intensity exceeds what the body is prepared for. Key risk factors include recent hard training, racing faster than training pace, older age, higher body mass index, inconsistent stretching, and hot conditions. The article states that 95% of cramping episodes occur in scorching conditions. Marathon runners are especially vulnerable after the 35-kilometer mark, with few cramps reported before kilometer 24. A history of cramps also increases the likelihood of future episodes. When a cramp occurs, immediate action can provide quick relief. The recommended first response is to stop and stretch. For calf cramps, stand facing a wall, step the affected leg back, press both heels down, and hold for about 30 seconds. For side stitches, reach the opposite arm overhead and lean gently toward the painful side. A towel stretch can also help stubborn cramps. Sit with legs extended, loop a towel around the foot, and pull gently toward the body for 30 seconds. The article notes that 10 to 30 seconds of steady stretching is usually enough. Pressure point and breathing techniques are also presented as useful tools. A 4-4-4 breathing pattern, inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale slowly for 4, may help reduce tension. For side stitches, pressing on the painful area while breathing in and increasing pressure on the exhale can help. Specific pressure points include the area between the top lip and nose, the base of the cramping calf, and the junction between the big toe and second toe on the affected foot. Holding each point for 30 to 60 seconds and repeating up to 4 times may improve blood flow and help the muscle release. Proper running form is presented as a major prevention strategy. The article claims that efficient runners use far less energy than beginners, and that improved form can reduce cramping. Breathing is a key component. Diaphragmatic breathing strengthens respiratory muscles and improves oxygen delivery. A common rhythm is inhaling for 3 steps and exhaling for 2, while faster paces may require a 2-to-1 pattern. Nasal breathing during easy runs is said to build CO2 tolerance and improve oxygen efficiency. Stride mechanics also matter. Runners should land under the body rather than reaching forward, which wastes energy. Shorter strides may reduce fatigue. Cadence variation during long runs can prevent repetitive stress, and pacing is critical. Starting too fast is a common trigger for late race cramping. Core engagement is described as mission control for running efficiency. The recommended posture is to stack the ribs over the pelvis, look 15 to 20 feet ahead, and keep shoulders relaxed. The article warns against turning the core into a rigid, permanent plank, because excessive tension can restrict breathing and drain energy. Instead, runners should aim for responsive support, a tall, stable but relaxed core that activates naturally with each stride. Smart training is another major defense. The article states that 70% of runners deal with overuse injuries each year, and that gradual progression is essential. It recommends staying at a new mileage level for 3 to 4 weeks before increasing further. newer runners should raise weekly mileage by only 15 to 20%. A typical progression is: first week at 50 to 60% of peak mileage, second week at 70 to 80%, third week at 80 to 90%, followed by a recovery week. Every 3 to 4 weeks, mileage should be reduced by 15 to 50% to prevent overtraining. Recovery is emphasized as much as training. The body adapts during rest, not during the run itself. After a long run, the article recommends drinking 16 ounces of water within 30 minutes, consuming carbohydrates, and taking in protein for repair. Active recovery methods such as foam rolling 3 times per week, gentle mobility work, and yoga can support healing. Sleep is also critical, with a target of 7 to 9 hours per night. Nutrition and hydration are important, but the article positions them as supporting factors rather than the main cause of cramps. Runners can lose 400 to 2,400 milliliters of sweat per hour, with an average of about 1,200 milliliters. Pre-run fueling should generally occur 3 to 4 hours before exercise. Good options include carbohydrate-rich foods, such as a bagel with nut butter, Greek yogurt with honey and granola, avocado toast with egg, or berry oatmeal. For runs longer than 60 minutes, a light snack 30 to 60 minutes beforehand is recommended, focusing on easily digestible carbohydrates and avoiding high-fiber foods or dairy that may cause stomach discomfort. During runs, the article suggests sipping 50 to 250 milliliters every 20 minutes, with the body's absorption limit around 750 milliliters per hour. For runs over 90 minutes, electrolytes are recommended. Sodium is important, but the article warns that loading up on sodium alone can cause swelling in the hands, feet, and ankles, so balanced electrolyte blends are preferable. After exercise, a 60-minute recovery window is especially valuable. The recommended intake is 1.2 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight and 0.4 grams of protein per kilogram, along with electrolytes. Practical recovery options include chocolate milk, tart cherry juice, coconut water, pickle juice, and bone broth. For longer efforts, a 3-to-1 carbohydrate-to-protein ratio is suggested, roughly 45 to 60 grams of carbohydrates and 15 to 20 grams of protein. The article also recommends weighing yourself before and after runs. For each kilogram of body weight lost, about 1.5 liters of fluid should be replaced. For triathletes, the article briefly notes that a well-fitted wetsuit can conserve energy during the swim, potentially reducing the likelihood of cramps on the run. It also mentions fat adaptation, or training the body to use fat more efficiently as an energy source, as a possible strategy for improving endurance and reducing cramping risk. The overall takeaway is that cramp prevention is best approached as a system rather than a single fix. The most important strategies are avoiding excessive training intensity, building mileage gradually, prioritizing recovery, improving breathing, refining stride mechanics, maintaining a stable but relaxed core, and using appropriate nutrition and hydration. When cramps do occur, quick stretching, pressure point techniques, and controlled breathing can provide fast relief. The article's final message is that runners can significantly reduce cramping by combining smart training, efficient form, and targeted recovery.